Executives who spoke to Studio 7 said threats being made by the government to shut down their companies if they do not follow the law are counterproductive, as Zimbabwe is currently attempting to court international finance institutions to give it loans for resuscitating the ailing economy. Self-confessed President Robert Mugabe supporter, Reverend Obadiah Msindo, who is also director of Destiny for Africa Network, said the government is getting it all wrong.
I don't fully agree with the idea of the closure of companies. I would advise the Minister of Indigenization to use a different approach. Given the situation where we are in, think of the employees. We have serious high rate of unemployment in this country. If it is the decision of the cabinet, there is a need for them to review their position.
Musindo's views were echoed by John Mofukare, Executive Director of the Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe.
It gets to the point now where people are just in a state of shock. And at this moment, I don't see too much panic around, because I think people have now just taken the attitude that what will be, will be. If we are going to be closed down, then we will be closed down. If anything else is going to happen, then just let it be. So people have gone beyond panicking. They are just passive now, just accepting their fate, whatever that fate is going to be.
Ben Frith, a member of the Commercial Farmers Union of Zimbabwe, said it was possible that Zimbabwe would take the drastic measures to shut down the companies that have failed to comply, as has been the case on white commercial farms since 2000.
We've seen it happen with the farms. We believe that it could never happen the way it's happened on the farms, where the law is just disregarded, where they just chase everyone off, where they put people in jail for committing the crime of farming. We believe that that could not happen in a country, you know, but it happened.
However, Dr. Shingi Munyeza, a businessman, said indications are that a lot of companies have submitted their plans to the National Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board. He believes this process is not retrogressive.
Well, a lot of people have been submitting their returns to NIB, and NIB has come out to say, look, they will consider all and make sure that everybody else is processed properly. So we take the cue from NIB. I am confident and hopeful that we will not be retrogressive in implementing indigenization.
The Zimbabwe Investment Authority could not be reached for comment. Reports say at least 35 companies have so far submitted their indigenization plans following threats by the government to forcibly shut down non-complying firms. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.